If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is it is March the 23rd, 2024, and today the topic is Jesus is Enough. Happy Saturday. It's Happy Saturday, everybody. Hope you guys had a wonderful Friday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. Not too much to report. I mean, I did a lot of online car shopping and, you know, trying to make sure I'm focused in this particular season. I mean, you know, trying to do some different things like, you know, studying a bit more, praying more, worshiping more, all of that good stuff. So that's pretty much what my Friday looked like in a nutshell. I feel like today's conversation must be important. And I say this because, one, I almost didn't record today, like, multiple times. Like, you know, I was up. I got up at, you know, around 4, 4:30, you know, at the sound of my alarm, things of that nature. I think I might have been up a little bit earlier than that from a crazy dream that I don't even too much like. But, yeah, so I've been up, you know, pretty much since early this morning. But, you know, I was going back and forth about whether I was going to do it. Then I went to sleep. Then, you know, when NJ got up, then, you know, both me and my husband got up. So it just was a whole back and forth about whether I was going to even do this. But I feel like eventually, you know, God gave me this, I guess you would say, word or whatever. And I feel like once I got done writing down all the things, I saw today's Bible verse of today, and for me, that felt like confirmation. That felt like if I didn't get to this point, if I took a look at the Bible verse of today, that would have convicted me to go ahead and do it. So we'll get into that later, man. That's coming later. But let's talk about this whole Jesus is Enough thing. Like, where's the inspiration for today? So I would say a lot of things inspired this conversation today. You know, in this moment, I'm reminded that one of the pastors at Mountain West stated this. I think it was Pastor Mo. He mentioned in one of his sermons earlier this year that Jesus is enough. Like, you don't need to say Jesus in sage or Jesus in crystals or Jesus in da-da-da-da. And, I mean, for whatever reason, I think I'm witnessing at least, or at least this morning, I did witness you know, by just the scroll of social media and things of that nature that, you know, people are like, oh, tapping into this and that, getting this type of Bible and that type of Bible, but it's not the Bible, but it's some type of, you know, extra situation. And it's like, it's just very interesting that we'll go so hard to study other things, but then we won't study the Bible. You know, like, and then I guess that started me asking the question, like, well, Lord, what is so difficult about just studying the one thing, you know, or maybe people like feel like they know already. I don't know. I have no clue why, you know, we all do what we do. I can only, you know, pretty much go off of my own journey, right? But with that being said, I mean, you know, again, y'all know here on The Juice, we be studying the Bible, okay? I mean, everybody can, you know, work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, if you feel like you want to go and study everything and then try to, you know, decipher what you want to do from there, then by all means, I mean, I'm not going to stop you in your process, right? I just hope that you got time to come on back to the Bible. But I mean, so yeah, I ended up just, I guess that was the beginning stages of like how I got to today's topic. And then I studied a lot of different things and read a lot of different things. There was a lot of articles at godquestions.org that answered a bunch of questions. Because I was like, you know, is there any way possible for it to be, you know, multiple options, you know, for people and stuff like that. Because I'm like, why do we feel like there is another way? Or why do we feel like, oh, what the Bible says isn't good enough, so I need to add to it whatever, you know? So anyway, I was going deeper about that thought and stuff, and I just still was getting to, I guess, the same conclusion of what the Bible says. But hey, again, by all means, everybody has to figure out that for themselves. But for those that listen to this, I feel like, again, it must be an important conversation to have right now. You know, I didn't start at 9/11 to say, well, 9/11, but like I said, that the Bible verse today for me made me feel like this is also a confirmation that I needed to talk about this today. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to go deeper about the different things I'm about to present. I hope that your, you know, heart and mind is open to, I guess, receiving what the Lord shares through little old me today. Because I mean, if you clicked on this or listening or whatever the case may be, I mean, it must be for you, friend. Okay, this must be for you. So let's get to some Bible, right? So 1 Corinthians 15 and 3, it says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures." I mean, hey, you know, I feel like this is me telling y'all, even though, no, I didn't write this. I think it was Paul, but hey, we can always go back and make sure and go deeper and stuff like that and make sure we're getting our authors correct and stuff. But I mean, you know, I can't do nothing but tell people, you know, again, what was given to me, but then not only just given to me, because I know that can be a whole thing as well, but what I've learned throughout life or what I've grown to understand and things of that nature. And sure, I understand that, like, a lot of this will stem from what you learn in childhood, right? If you have believers as, you know, parents, then most likely, you know, you're a little bit more inclined to be a believer than others. But that doesn't guarantee anything, you know? Again, we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. I can't say that, again, my mom's faith is going to do anything for me now, in, you know, past the age of accountability. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, I guess I say all that to say that according to this right here, is talking about how Jesus died for our sins in accordance to the scriptures, and that's all this person can tell or deliver to the people that they're talking to. And I'm saying this to you today, okay? So anyway, let's keep going. Hebrews 7 and 27, it says, "He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself." So this is just pretty much reiterated that Jesus is like no other man. Like the people in the past, the prophets, the priests, I meant to say, you know, they had to offer sacrifices for themselves before they could, you know, offer the sacrifices for the people. That's not what Jesus had to do. He did this one thing for all of mankind. I went a little deeper in thinking about that. Well, I'm reminded of one of the articles I read this morning, but like I said, I read so many that I'm like, I can't tell you the name of it. But again, y'all go to GodQuestions.org and plug in any questions you may have about the Bible, about Jesus, about anything. And hopefully it will encourage you and inspire you and lead you towards the right direction, and everything like that. Because again, I understand that there's so many different questions in life, and we can be like, well, why did he do this? Why did he do that? Speaking of, so that made me remember. So thank you, Lord. The question was, like, why don't God just save us? Like, if he wants us so bad, he wants, you know, us to be with him so bad and stuff like that, then why go through and allow us to have the choice and all that type of stuff? Like, why don't he just, you know, save us all? And I mean, in a way, he technically did with what he done on the cross. You know, again, this is for everybody. It wasn't just for a select few people, or whatever. But again, the article, I feel like, breaks it down in a better way that I probably can right now, because my mind's all jumbled with everything that I've taken in this morning. But, you know, ultimately, again, what I'm receiving this morning, y'all can, again, take it or leave it, or whatever the case may be. But, because I'm gonna go deeper about more parts of this as well later. But I'm receiving, like, this whole idea of us wanting to do something. Right, you want to feel like you're in control, right? We want to feel like, oh, you know, I did this or I did that. But when it comes to the salvation thing, that's we can't take ownership of that. I mean, according to the word, Jesus did it, and he did it for his own glory, you know what I'm saying? And he did it for us, yes, for because of love, yes. But it's not a DIY project, you know what I mean? Like, this is not a, okay, so now I need to, you know, give such and such amount of offering and do such and such amount of whatever. Yeah, you know, this ain't this type of thing. Now, this doesn't mean you're not going to be doing some works and stuff. Cause I mean, here I am sitting here sharing juice every day. because I believe it's because of, again, what the Lord has done for me, and works is coming from the faith. Okay. But the works is not what's going to get you to heaven at the end of the day. Like, that's another thing as well. It's like, you know, we want heaven. We want that part. We like that part, right? But then the Jesus part, well, I don't know about that part, right? That's what it seems like. That's what I'm observing, that a lot of us are like. And hey, even myself, I'm sure, was like that at some point. Like, oh, I might have never say the Jesus part per se, but I mean, I think my life probably said that. Like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to do all the things that it says, but I like the part about, you know, wanting to go to heaven, that part, and stuff like that. But anywho, I mean, again, if you want to do something, friend, I guess the thing that you can do is choose to believe. Like, that's the thing. And again, there's more to belief than just saying that I believe, right? Just saying, oh, I believe. Yeah, sure, I believe. But then your life don't reflect that at all. Like, then do you truly believe? That's the question at that point. So all of this is much deeper to dive into and stuff that we all probably have to do on our own individually. But let me go back to these verses that were standing out to me this morning. So let me see. Romans 6, 9 through 10. It says, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him, for the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So, and again, I say that that's one of the very interesting things about the biblical account, because again, how many people did he raise from the dead? I mean, there's at least two or three that come to my mind right now, you know, based on like they really wrote out the full accounts, but who knows, you know what I mean, how many, you know, really got raised back from the dead and stuff like that. And so it was interesting that those that killed him thought that they had the upper hand. It was like the one that was raising people from the dead, you didn't consider at all that he could possibly raise himself. Or maybe, you know, that was too far-fetched at that time, you know, to even fathom that. Sure, he did it for others, but he probably can't do it for himself. You know, maybe that was the mindset. Who knows? But basically, the thing is, he defeated death, right? So also, again, I was going deeper about this whole thing about like what our original life was supposed to be before the original sin and stuff like that. Like, I think it's very clear in the Bible, at least, is that we were supposed to be just living forever. It was never supposed to be no death. So that's why we feel so slighted and so like it's so wrong when somebody die, right? It don't feel right? Probably because it wasn't supposed to never be. But anyway, that's a whole nother part of the conversation. I mean, again, his word is telling us repeatedly that he has conquered death, and what he's offering to us is life. Now, again, I know that may be difficult to fully understand. I feel like there's a lot of things that's difficult to understand. I was still asking God once again, like, you know, Lord, why does the word say son when technically it's just you? But I guess it's like more so a piece of you that was, you know what I mean? Like, the word son can be confusing to people. Well, you should just say I came down. Like, why didn't you just say that? You know, who knows? You know what I mean? I'm sure there's lots of questions to ask and stuff. And again, gotquestions.org is a great place to plug in a lot of questions, you know, that can hopefully help us understand some things. But again, I mean, I can acknowledge and I'm okay with the idea of understanding that, hey, man, there might be some things that I may never understand until I'm in God's presence, you know? But anyway, I guess the point of this part of this verse that I was sharing is that, you know, again, it once again reiterates this idea of once for all. Like, he did it the one time, he ain't got to do it again, you know, none of that, you know? And so, you don't have to add nothing to it. It's done. He said it's finished on the cross. Like, I mean, I get it. I get that we want to do something, but why don't we want to do the thing we're supposed to do? The thing we're supposed to do is choose. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. And so you can choose to believe. And you did something. Can that be enough? Why do you feel like you got to do more to that? Like, okay, so I'm going to do the opposite of that. All I got to do is choose, but I don't want to do that part. I want to do everything else and take it in my own hands. And I don't know why we like that. But anywho, I think I got one more verse to share. Let me see. It is Acts 4 and 12. It says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Friends, that means the name of miracle can't work for me. You know what I'm saying? Your mama can't work for you. Like, you can't even do it for yourself. Like, Jesus is the only way, according to the Bible. And even, like, I was going deeper about this. I'm like, is there any other possible, like, you know what I mean? Like, is there? But even if you break it down and you do a little bit of stuff, I feel like I did this in the way beginning. I talk about it all the time because, again, that was the way beginning of GSL. But breaking it down all the way back then helped me to understand that, okay, this concept of Jesus himself is different from every other thing. Like, and every religion, even though I haven't done a deep dive in all of them, you know what I'm saying? But even if you just take the major ones, right? They're not all saying the same thing. So this idea of them all leading to the same place just doesn't check out based on that. And it's just Jesus, not even anything else. It's just the concept of Jesus by himself. So again, you have to choose you know, what you want to serve and believe in and stuff. And, you know, God gave us that free will to do so. Like I said, I question that all the time as well. Like, why'd you do that? I mean, you see what we do. We won't do too good with it. I mean, maybe we should have just been robots. I don't know. Like, but hey, I mean, ultimately the juice this morning is that, again, I mean, Jesus is enough, man. I don't know what we can do to help each other see that. You know, I'm just trying to do my little one part and stuff like that. So again, if you listened this far in this conversation, I hope that this has, you know, allowed you to, you know, think a little deeper. If you want to go deeper about this at all, just check out all those verses in the Go Deeper section. Check out the article at godquestions.org called "Why Is Salvation by Works the Predominantly Held Viewpoint?" And just go deeper about any questions you may have. Like I said, godquestions.org is a great resource. Another great resource I came across before I started really getting into that one was carm.org, which is carm.org. Or just go straight to the Bible, y'all. Go straight to the Bible and let the Lord lead you and guide you. Go to openbible.info and plug in different topics and stuff like that. And, I mean, study to show yourself approved. At the end of the day, I mean, if you ain't studying the Word, I mean, how you know what's in it? And then how can you live accordingly? And so, I mean, it just goes on and on from there. So, I mean, how can you even believe, you know? So anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Now, here's the verse that convicted me this morning as I was writing it down. I said, oh, well, I guess this is my confirmation that I need to do this juice this morning. And it's Esther 4 and 14. It says, "For if then all together..." I think it's you. "For if thou altogether hold thy peace, and this time shall enlargeth," and, or y'all gonna read this verse for yourself because I done jumbled it up with the way I wrote it. But anyway, let me try to read it correctly. "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there enlargeth and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed." "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Again, I'm very familiar with this verse, but like I said, I wanted to read it correctly, and the way I was writing it is... So I might have jumbled a couple of words. So y'all go and look at it yourself. But again, as I read it this morning, I felt convicted. I said, ooh, I'm glad I went ahead and did the juice this morning. So there you go. I did my part. Now it's time for you to do yours. Y'all have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to y'all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Y'all know Monday is like day two of Holy Week, right? Because Palm Sunday is Sunday, y'all. So great, great things to come. But anyway, y'all have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.